Garima, back to Anthony Milford. He has another one. The Dolphins are in. It's a one-point game.
Hello and welcome to Thursday Lines. I'm your host for today, Nikki. Thursday Lines is proudly brought to you by Little Birdie TV, Punting Form, The Comics Lounge and topsport.com.au. In the studio with me is MG. How are you?
Morning, Nikki.
Hello.
Good. Been a big week in sport again.
Oh, yes. Very exciting.
Plenty going on, a few World Cups and, plenty going on in the AFL this week. So we'll have plenty to cover. New coach on the horizon and one of the all-time greats has retired as well. So we'll just delve into that in a second.
Hello, Top Rope. How are you over there in Orange?
Hello, Missy. I'm up and about. I didn't know there was an all-time great in the AFL.
There's only one, Kevin Sheedy. He misspoke. There's only one. There's only Kevin Sheedy. Thank you.
The one who failed in Western Sydney. Is that right?
Now, listen. That was because he had to go to the West, all right? Okay. Had he stayed down here in Bomberland, he'd be fine. But I do applaud. I applaud his effort.
Have they made the final since he left?
No.
Well, they haven't won a final. Yes. And it won't be happening this year either.
Give me a little rundown.
Yeah, well, the AFL obviously had an indifferent week, I would say, aside from the football. As I said, we've got Hardwick I think it's been done for a while. We were speaking about it just before we started, but, yeah, I'd be staggered if it hasn't been months in the offering for this. But, yeah, it looks like he's going to join the Gold Coast. The theatre of the AFL of, saying that the CEO is flying over to Italy to, present the case to him and all this kind of stuff, give me a spell. It's clearly having heard of emails or phones or something, or Hardwick even coming back for a job.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's all done and dusted, I would imagine, and they'll probably announce it in the coming weeks. But, yeah, it looks like he's moving to the Gold Coast. But the AFL had a pretty ordinary week, I would have thought. Umpiring was disgraceful again. I know it's not one of OB's favourite subjects. I could never really speak about it in here. But since he's gone, Nikki, I'll unload. They had an absolute shocker, especially on the big matches. Carlton, Collingwood, I just don't. In a world sport, Top Rope will love this. There's not another world sport game that I can bring into account that changes the rules on a weekly basis and a game-to-game basis. Like, it's so unstructured, and apparently this week another email has gone out to the clubs to say they're going to toughen rule on the standing on the mark and everything again. Like, it's just ridiculous that they say it's a tough game to umpire and they need more umpires in the game. Everybody understands that, but, they don't help themselves. They make it worse. And, watching the replay of the Carlton-Collingwood game, for both sides, it wasn't like it didn't cost anyone. It wasn't one side or anything like that. But just, such a good game, focus on a Friday night, and just to have too much involvement and too many errors from the AFL, from the umpire fraternity was disgraceful. So they weren't the only ones. The poor doctor in Port Adelaide, he had a mare. Two blokes, the Top Rope, you probably didn't see it, but two Port Adelaide players ran into each other, knocked themselves both out. The concussion rules clearly gone out the window because arms and legs went everywhere. They didn't move for a couple of seconds, and one of them was back on inside of 5 minutes. So the doctors put up his hand. They say clubs always back their doctors in. They say they never make mistakes. He came out and said, yeah, he made a mistake. Now, everyone who was watching at the ground and stuff, and even the players must have known. So, yeah, that was a very bad look for the game, with the health of the head and everything like that in there. For that to occur with two players just shows how desperate Port were to win that game and end up getting belted on top of it. So, yeah, it wasn't a great day for Port Adelaide. Also the commentators had a mare, have picked up a few mistakes. They've gone, since I'm bashing everyone, I may as well go the full circle. The Top Rope, we've had I had it on in the background, didn't want to watch it, the 17th v 18th side playing each other. They both on 16-game losing streaks, and the commentator's opening line of the bounce of the ball is, this is one of the matches of the rounds. Now, seriously, like.
Must have been their normal opening line, and they just haven't realised that they're commentating North Melbourne and West Coast, and then they had to readjust.
I just think treat the fans with a bit more respect than that, seriously.
Well, they know they're watching a crappy game, and the only people who are watching it are the actual, the people that are punting on it, the desperates, and the poor North Melbourne supporters, and that's it.
The poor North Melbourne supporters, yeah.
I feel sorry for them. And Franklin's retiring, finally.
That's rich coming from an Essendon supporter. Oh, jeez, that's a whack as well.
Come on, I just deflected. You didn't even pick up on it.
Yes. And anyway, to round off just the AFL news, obviously on top rope, trying to be funny, saying no greats in the AFL. Well, Buddy Franklin retired after 19 seasons. He finishes, you know, I mean, he was nicknamed the greatest showman. You would have loved that top rope. I'm sure you've seen plenty of clips of him. He's probably one of the players.
Plenty of stories about him. I don't see many clips about him.
Yeah, not all on the field as well. But that aside, he's on-field play. Yeah, he was nicknamed the greatest showman. He's one of the players of his generation. 354 games, fourth on the all-time goal kicking. And the top rope, you like this. If he kicked straight, he would have probably finished closer to the lead than not. He had... This is a stat for you. He ran at 59% accuracy for his career top rope. He kicked 1,066 goals and he kicked 742 behinds.
Wow. Now, do you want to give me a quick recap of some NRL news?
Well, if we're talking of all-time greats, one of the great records was broken over the weekend in the NRL. And if you want photographic evidence of the personification of rugby league, you only had Luke Cameron McInnes's face. After his performance against Penrith in the 28-0 defeat, he broke the record for most tackles in the game, recorded officially at 81 tackles. Andre Adibit broke the previous record, which was Michael Luck, who had 78, but that was a 90-minute game. So absolutely remarkable effort there. He was bloody, he was battered. It was, to be honest, an indictment on his teammates, but it was one of the great performances. And you look at what rugby league is all about, Cameron McInnes, if you can imagine making one NRL tackle, or imagine making 81. Against the two-time defending premiers and hot premiership favourites. So, yeah, huge moments for Cam McInnes. I don't think it's a record particularly wanted or desired, but he's certainly front and centre this week. Got more as well.
Sorry, top rope. What about the skills area with the Dolphins game on the line for the fins up? Poor OB shot him a text where you got a shot to win it, not a hard shot.
Oh, it was very good. It was very good for poor old top rope, though. It was on the dog straight out. So it was up and about there. But yeah, it was a very poor kick. And Joel Kane on Sportsbet Rugby League podcast was kind of very critical of Masako's kicking style. He's leading the point scoring this year, but he kind of does lead himself to a bad miss. And came at the right time for the Bulldogs and the wrong time for the Finns. And might just cost themselves a final spot there. They're probably odds against, or decent odds against, to make the finals, but very winnable game. You can't be losing to the Bulldogs, that's for sure and certain. So that was a disappointing result for them there. We saw you've got refereeing dramas, well, umpiring dramas in the AFL. It's not much better than the NRL. Saw one of the most egregious decisions.
The Roosters game?
No, that was pathetic when Green Atkins got in the way, cost the overs, didn't quietly.
Not quietly.
Yeah.
Cost me a TV downstairs as well, top rope. So,
I've clipped some bad beats over the years, so that is right up there with the worst. Dragons Manly didn't have an impact on the betting in the game, but really cost the Dragons a chance to win. Dan Russell, second game, third gamer, crashed over. Scored a try. It was pretty clearly a try. The referee sent up says no try, which was silly. But then the video referee, Casey Badger, who is without question the worst video referee in the competition, goes, well, we've got vision of the ball on the ground. We've got vision of the ball over the line. Probably the two things you require to have a try. We're gonna stick with the on-field decision of no try. It's bad enough when they stuff it up. We're using their own justification. When they actually cannot even put two simple bits there, it's like, it's also like saying 2 + 2 = 411. That is absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah, a bit unfortunate for overs punters there. Other big news out of the weekend, there was Storm. They're back. Smashed the Eels, 46-10. Very impressive win there. South, less impressive. The Trell came back. He was very good, but only just beat the Tigers, 32-18. Off the paddock. We're seeing a fair bit of player movement and the war between the RLPA and well continues.
It's all drama, drama, drama as we come into September.
No, it's got one more month to get through and finals are here.
Okay, run me through some AFL Round 20 scores, MJ.
Yeah, we started with a big hype match. You were saying the Blues are up and about, Nikki. They got the big victory over Collingwood. I didn't really... expect this. I like Collingwood for the week, and unfortunately, the poor kicking really did cost them the result. I felt even watching the replay, but yeah, Carlton played excellently got their result. Now they've won six straight, the Blues, so they're certainly up and about. Fremantle, wow, go into Geelong, 40-point underdogs. Or sorry, it went from 42 to 49 this market, so Geelong was smashed off the map and get beaten. So 2 years in a row now, Fremantle have gone into Geelong and got the win. Big upset there, and now puts Geelong in all sorts for the eight. The Giants continue their winning streak now to seven in a row, get a close victory there over the Bulldogs. That wasn't a bad game, actually. Toby Green stood up and got the victory there. The upsets continue. Gold Coast smashing Brisbane, get a big 41-point victory there. So they were well backed, actually, plus 22 into plus 17 there. So the betting was spot on. Very good match. Again, these two teams have a close history. It's unbelievable how many results they've had under a goal, probably in the last maybe going back 20 years now. Sydney get hang on against a fast finishing Essendon by 2 points. Adelaide in the showdown, smash Port Adelaide. So three out of the top four sides lost for the weekend. Adelaide played one of their best games for the year, smashing Port Adelaide. St Kilda get the job done against Hawthorn. That was a pretty open, bruise-free football game. Melbourne get the job done over Richmond. Richmond were pretty good for large parts of the game. Melbourne just went for better for longer. And 17th v 18th, West Coast hung on by 5 points against a very disappointing Kangaroos.
Thanks, MG. Now let's have a quick little wrap of the stats. So 3 of 9 faves, 2 of 9 covers, 4 of 9 over totals, 3 of 9 for the home teams. And for the season, we sit at 65% of faves, 48% of covers, 52% over totals, and 50% for the home team.
Yeah, probably the bookies' best week for the year. I think they wouldn't even bother counting it.
Top rope, can you run me through the round 22 results for the NRL?
I'll be nice and quick. Our producer and Sandango, very keen for us to move on. So Broncos smashed the Roosters 32-10. Obviously the total was ruined there by the referee tackling the player right at the death. So very, very poor. The Rabbitohs bit tighter, 32-18. Rabbitohs a little disappointing. Kind of snuck over the total. Tigers covered a big start easily. Storm smash Eels 46-16. Final score slap of the Eels. The Knights went to Canberra and absolutely gave them a absolute smash up job. 28-6 there. Bad loss for the Raiders. Manly snuck up against the Dragons 24-18 in the low game. Panthers 28, Sharks 0. Score very much flat to the Sharks there. It will try to flatter the Panthers. The Sharks were much better than that. Lost their fullback Will Kennedy early on. Bulldogs 23, Dolphins 22. Jermaine Osako missed a kick at the end that would have won the Dolphins the game. God bless. And the Titans Cowboys. Cowboys led 13-10 at halftime. Titans win 22-13.
Let's have a look at some round 22 stats. 5 of 8 faves, 3 of 8 covers, 1 of 8 over totals, and 5 of 8 for the home teams. And for the season, we sit at 66% of faves, 46% covers, 48% over totals, and 56% for the home team.
You have to know back to overs in every game last week, Nikki. So the 1 of 8 going over the total wasn't all that horrible. But it was a week for unders. Not really sure whether it was pretty good across the board. So maybe the team was just tightening up a little bit for the run through the top. But that was a big stride last week.
Thanks, Top Rope. Okay, very quickly, we're going to have a look at the global wrap very, very quickly. MG, cricket, fifth test?
Cricket, yes. England got the victory there by 49 runs. So Aussies obviously win the Ashes. The series finishes 2-2. The Aussies were in, I'd say, total control, really, going into the fifth day and stuff. And then, they decided to change the ball. I'm not saying it was the only result, but geez, it just caused an Aussie collapse. So, yeah, I guess the Aussies get their turn to moan and whinge a bit like the English have done. So, yeah, it was engaging all series, really, each day of the test, and a lot of them went down to the wire. So, yeah, one of the better Ashes series, Top Rope, I would have remembered.
Yeah, it was a cracking Ashes series. Unfortunately, fourth test was impacted by rain and kind of really played a decisive part of the series, but great series. They're certainly not played in the spirit of which you want cricket to be played in, but certainly played to win, which is more important. So, great as a series. I don't know that it's necessarily going to be remembered for any stirring individual performances, because it certainly wasn't dominated by one or two players, but it was certainly, there's two teams, pretty evenly matched, swearing off. It was a great, great matchup.
Just a quick recap for the swimming, something I like to bet on and follow. The World Cup was unbelievable for the swimming was unbelievable. Australia is dominated, especially by the women, the amount of victories they had in the world records, and they found a couple of new stars. But it actually got so bad for the US television, they had to change the medal tally count to, instead of who had the most goals, the US actually changed it to the most medals, because the Aussies were dominating both the Chinese and the US. So that was a good little thing to see. But other news for the women, again, we go to the Netball World Cup, which is going on at the moment. Yes. So all the odds there are Top Sport. The Aussies did start $1.80 favourite in that tournament. They're now into about the 162 range. Good upset. An upset happened overnight with South Africa drawing with New Zealand, which were third favourites in the comp as well. So follow that through. And then the other women's we've got going on at the moment is the World Cup, which we can see the odds there. There's been plenty of changes in the betting. We've had plenty of action over, definitely over last night. We had some major upsets with some big countries going out, Brazil, Argentina, and Italy. Italy all got knocked out. So that's shaking up the betting again. Now we actually see England favourite at 440, Spain at 550, joint with the USA, who were favourites. Top ropes tipped Germany there, holding around the $9.
I think they've got to win, don't they? They've got to win to go through.
Who's
in their group, Germany?
Yeah, they go tonight. So the last of the group stages go tonight before the round of 16 is completed. Japan have been the big movers. I think we stated that last week as well. They continue into $9 now. Australia have been pretty solid around the 12. Netherlands have come in after a good result at 12. And then you can see France and Sweden there. So just quickly, so we've got next Monday night, Australia's group round 16 has been locked in. They play Denmark. So you can see Australia there at 181. The Denmark 450 and the draw 335. So on betting, Australia's got a real chance to make the quarterfinals. So next Monday night.
So exciting for the Matildas. Okay, now let's get into it. It is time for Thursday Lines, proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Bet with a bookie you can trust. Bet with Topsport. Let's get going to some AFL premiership prices, MG. Oh, no real change there given the thrashing.
Yeah, well, they all lost. As we said, three of the top four didn't post victories on the weekend. Collingwood, Brisbane and Port Adelaide in the list. So been a bit of a shake-up. I guess Collingwood held their price at 270. Melbourne have come in a touch to $5. I'm really keen to back Melbourne this week. Yeah, I just think with their draw going home, they're most likely to win out from here.
All games?
Yeah, the four games remain. They've got Carlton next week, which will be a good test for them, but it's at the MCG. So, yeah, if I was having one bet, I'm going to have a bet for Melbourne this week for sure. I think they're a good play, and I think if Port Adelaide drop one and Brisbane drop one, I think Melbourne will finish second, get home finals through the MCG. So I think they're the value of the rest. I think you can have. We had Carlton at $10, Geelong at $12, and then it was out to GWS at $21. Obviously, they've got the streak going on, but, yeah, I think Melbourne are a good play this time of year. I think they're building into it. It's going to be tough to beat Collingwood, you know, we've had the jumpers over my shoulders all year in Melbourne and Collingwood, and I still think it's tracking for that grand final.
We've got to get into the Stings. This is great. I can't wait to see how we go. All right. So for the week, we had 3 of 5 because, as you said, the top four all lost, so that wasn't great. So a slight loss for the week, but on the year, you are sitting at 7.99% of a win.
Yeah, Collingwood was the difference. Double-barreled Collingwood on the Friday night, didn't get the job done, so would have made a big difference if they got over the line. But, yeah, really treading water the last probably 8 weeks now, so going to have to gear up like Melbourne for the final run in. So I'm pretty confident on a couple of totals have already moved our way for the week.
I love how you send the Stings out. I love it. If you are not on the Stings, you need it because he literally sends them out all the time and it's really good fun to watch. And he doesn't mind going early either. All right, Top Rope, can you take me through some premiership prices for the NRL?
I certainly can. The Panthers are favourites in Shorten run away as the contenders drop off. Surprising to see South, so Shorten against 750. They're looking unlike them at the top four, so can't say a lot of their end. And the one I kind of like was coming plenty of momentum at that momentum. Ground to a pretty quick halt last week. The Cowboys at $15. Well, it really looks to me a race in three. Panthers clearly on top. Yeah, probably value at $2.30 there. They're almost certain to be in metro ground final, you'd think. And then the Broncos and Storms are the likely teams to play them. We've seen that the Storm play the Panthers this week, so we're getting guidance as to where they're at. But another news with the Storm is that Ryan Pappenhausen returning in Queensland Cup this week. So he's a pretty major step change. If he gets back and playing towards his best kind of heading to the finals, Storm have to be considered a danger.
Oh, we love backing the Storm here. Okay, now, punters, if you like the GGOA, you can get that in the Little Birdie TV shop, and he's just going to have a quick chat of his round 22 results.
It was a bit of a wash all week. We kind of were up and we were down. So We kind of started the week off fairly well and just missed a total and kind of threw it all back with the Cowboys really let us down the last week. So need to find a little bit of form heading into the finals.
We're going to find it. Don't worry. All right. I've got complete faith in you. Okay, MG, let's get into the AFL matches because it's a great week for footy. First match, Western Bulldogs, Richmond. Western Bulldogs, $1.65. Richmond, $2.23. The line is 8.5, over under 168.5.
Yeah, first of the finals, there's probably five genuine finals type outcomes here for the games. This is definitely the first one that kicks off on Friday, 8th v 11th. Bulldogs have had 10 wins, Richmond have had 9. Richmond are off a five-day break here, which is pretty short. Both coming off losses. This is the big game because I'm not sure, but both of them can't make the finals, so the outcome for the loser here is big. I think the key factor here for me is the venue. It's at Marvel Stadium, which Richmond really detests going there. So the favourites have actually won 14 out of 15 games at the Dome. So that bears well for the Bulldogs. And Richmond haven't covered in their last 7 games going to Marvel. They don't like playing there. If it was at the MCG, Richmond would probably be a bet. I think the market's about right. But, yeah, I'm probably going to stay out of this game. I think the total's about right as well. Great game to watch, but not a betting game for me.
Okay, then. Sit and watch there for MG. Okay, this is the good night match tonight. I can't wait for this. The Roosters and the Eagles, because obviously it's me taking on my husband. The Roosters, $1.60. Manly, $2.35. The line is a flat 4 and the over under 42.5. Top rope.
Battle of the Sylvester household.
Wow,
love it. Unfortunately, I haven't got a real good steer on this game, so I'm not kind of backing either side here. Roosters had a good record against Manly, 1-6-9. Manly won earlier in the year, not as far ago, round 18, won 18-16. Pretty controversial game there. Chooks, they've only covered 4 of their last 11 at the SCG, 3 of their last 11 as a favourite, but Manly, 3-13, no turbo. But what I will say is that the Roosters are celebrating their 10-year anniversary of their 2013 Premiership win over Manly, so they have all the old boys there. Might give them a bit of a kick, so Manly is slightly in there. I hope they understand I'm betting over. 29-21, the Roosters off conceding 18 plus over is 13-9 when they're off a double digit loss, and 13-22 when they're in the flat night. So, not a lot of confidence in this game, but probably the over is the right bids.
Okay, the over's there for top rate. Thank you. Now, let's go to Geelong, Port Adelaide. Geelong, $1.54. Port Adelaide, $2.42. The line's 10.5, over under 164.5.
Yeah, another good betting game. 9th v 2nd here. Both carrying losing streaks here. Geelong have lost their last two. Port have now lost 3 in a row and have to travel to Geelong. So their season could be on a knife's edge a bit here. They might drop down now to hosting home finals if they can't get the job over Geelong. Yeah. Some big key injuries out, especially for Geelong. They lose Blicklass and Hawkins won't play, and Port Adelaide will lose the two blokes that didn't come through the concussion. So I just think, Geelong I don't know what the record would be, but very rarely would lose 2 in a row at home, especially in the last probably 2 decades. They've got a dominant record over Port. They've won 12 of their last 17, so Port don't like travelling there. They've lost their last 11 going down. So the betting's gone from 8 to 10, so there is support there for Geelong. Again, it's not a betting game for me. Looking forward to watching it, but I think the total surprisingly came out at 158, which I thought was about right. It's jumped up a whole goal, which is a big move to 164. I think this is a bit of a trap game. Geelong at night could be a bit slippery and stuff. The weather's going to be okay, but yeah, I think if it keeps moving, trending the way it is, I think the under might be a play later in the week. So we'll just see how that pans out. But for now, just sit and wait.
Sit and wait and see where we end up. Okay, thank you. Now, this will be a really good game, hopefully top rope. Penrith and the Storm. So Friday night, KO's going to get a workout, switching channels. Panthers, $1.37. The Storm, $3.10. The line, 8.5. Over, under, 39.5.
KO's getting... Come on, Nicky. KO's not getting away. And KO's sitting firmly on Penrith and Melbourne. It shouldn't be going anywhere else. This is possibly a grand final preview we're looking at here. As much as I want to back the Storm, as much as I'm very interested in backing the Storm, I've just got to be on Penrith in this one. They've covered 23 of 34 at home. They've covered 8 of their last 11 at home when favored by single digits. They've covered all of their last 8 against top 8 teams. They really live for these big games. Storm have come in as 2 of 8 as a road underdog. They led something like, I think it was 14-0 last time I met in Melbourne, in only round 18, and I've been run down 34-16 in a real smash up job there. So, I'm with Penrith on the minus.
Penrith on the minus there. Okay, thank you. Now we go to St Kilda and Carlton. For Sunday afternoon, St Kilda, 270, Carlton, $1.44, the Lions, 14.5, and the over-under, 164.5.
Yeah, probably the pick of the Sunday games, I think. Two top eight sides looking to lock in their spots. It's 5th v 7th, so big for St Kilda, even though they're higher on the ladder. I think just with their run home and their draw, they're probably most likely to miss. So it's a big game for them in terms of them putting a win on the board. Carlton are obviously going for 7 in a row, so can't pot their form. St Kilda have won their last two, so there's no pot there. And they did beat Carlton by 22 points back in round 6. So there's a low scoring, ugly kind of affair. But so they do have some form. St Kilda have won 11 of the last 17 against Carlton head to head, and they won their last two. So there's form there for St Kilda. The betting has gone their way. Open 16. Now it's down to heading down to 13 kind of way. So there is money for St Kilda, which has been surprising this year. Carlton have always had the money going their way, so that's a very unusual move. The Dome won't hurt either one of them. The total's going down 166 down to 163. I find it hard to make a play in this game as well. The three games were previewed, all vital towards the finals outcome. But, yeah, I'm just going to have to sit and wait here. I think the market trending towards St Kilda, I think there'll be late money for Carlton in this game. But I think it'll be a low-scoring game as well. But I think missed the total price there. So I'm going to have to sit out on that one as well.
Okay, sit and watch. But you never know, it's Sunday afternoon, so we could still find a play. Okay, we go straight to the Cowboys and the Broncos, the showdown. Cowboys, 240, Broncos, $1.57, the line, 4.5, over, under, 42.5. Oh, this is great Saturday afternoon watching Top Rope.
Tremendous Saturday afternoon watching. We have very rare, possibly the first ever day game between the two sides, really prime.
Really?
So, but there certainly haven't been many. I doubt there's ever been one. Certainly hasn't been one in the last 15 years, so. Yeah, fascinating affair between these two. First thoughts were the Broncos look better on paper, but the more I kind of delve into it, the more I want about the Cowboys with the plus 4.5 here. Little tidbit here. Home underdogs are 4 more for loss from round 23, round 26. Cover at 60%. Cowboys have covered 5 straight at home, 13 of the last 19 at home. Well, I know knock on the Broncos here, but if I was going to bet, I'd be betting the Cowboys small, but this will be a no-bet game for me.
Okay, the Titans v. the Warriors. Titans, 3.10. Warriors, $1.37. The Lions, 9.5. Over, under, 46.5.
Yeah, Warriors going very well. Fancy this line is a little too big here. The 9.5, the Titans have won the last 3, 4 the last 4 on the Gold Coast. Warriors is a big favorite in Australia. No thanks. I'll be with the Titans boss here.
Oh, the Titans. I love it. Okay, then we go straight to what have we got? The Dolphins and the Knights. The Dolphins, 3.40. The Knights, $1.32. The Lions, a flat 10, over, under, 47.5.
Yeah, it kicks off the Perth double header here. I have no idea. Newcastle favourite by double digits away from home. Might be a neutral venue, but they've covered just 10 of the last 25 in a state. None of their last 6 is an interstate favourite. Dolphins come at 6 of 9 and 8 plus underdog. They smashed them earlier in the year in Newcastle. I'll be on the Dolphins plus here with a good degree of confidence.
Okay, Saturday night's game, the Rabbitohs are taking on the Sharks. The Rabbitohs are $1.21, Cronulla $4.40. The line is 13.5 and the over under 48.5.
Yeah, not sure where the Sharks are at right now. Noble Kennedy, I don't think they're a good team. This line's getting fairly big, so not super keen. The Latrell's back, South of 38 and 21 against Spurling, but notably South have covered 16 of their last 20 interstate. The Sharks have covered just 2 of their last 11 against interstate teams. Against top 8 teams. This one's in Perth. So South, both teams on the travel, but I can't help but feel this will favour South a bit more than a good record over there. I am backing South. Well, it's the big start.
Okay, we've got Parramatta and St George. Parramatta, $1.14. St George, $5.50. The Lions, 15.5. Over, under, 47.5.
Yeah, like the over in this one. I think the Dragons probably touch of overs. They're Dylan Rabat for the Eels, but they've covered just 2 of their last 10 as a favourite of animal more. Not a little lot for the Dragons, but fancy is it's a touch big. But the over, 25 and 12, Neils are off a loss. 21 and 9 are off a loss of more than 4. The over, 9 and 3 when the Dragons are on 100 of 12 or more. I am loving the over in this one.
Oh, I love it. Okay, he's excited for the overs. Okay, we go straight to the Raiders and the West Tigers. The Raiders are $1.25, the West Tigers 4. The line is 12.5 and the over under 46.5.
Yeah, I'll be backing the Tigers with a great deal of confidence. So plus 12 months, they've been okay the last couple of weeks. They've covered their last 2. The Raiders, 12-31 against the spread when favoured by more than 4. They are a ridiculous bet as a favourite. You cannot have them. Tigers have covered 13-22 as a 12 plus underdog. They are absolutely about.
Okay, thanks, Top Rope. Let's go quickly through the last few AFL games, MG. All right, the Bombers and the Eagles, what a game. The Bombers are $1.05, the Eagles are $9. The line is 50.5 and the over under 176.5.
Yeah, tough to recommend this game. We've got 13th v 18th. I've stayed out of West Coast most of the year. It's very hard to judge. Essendon have lost three straight, so I couldn't exactly be tipping to dive into minus 50.5, but they are at home. West Coast record, lost 18 straight on the road, and five of them being by 60+. So I think the betting's probably about right. Couldn't tip either way, and the total has moved up a lot. So they just think this will be an open game. It's moved from 172 to 176, but not a play for me. Better games to bet on.
Better games to bet on, of course there are. Okay, we go straight to Adelaide and the Gold Coast. Adelaide $1.37. The Gold Coast is $3. The line is 18.5 and the over under 174.5.
Yeah, both teams on 9 wins coming off unbelievable victories, upsets last week against top four sides. So this is another final for both of them. Adelaide being very strong at home, 8-3 at home this year. So they do have a dominant home ground advantage. And Gold Coast have actually lost their last 14 straight going into South Australia. So they hate going to South Australia. And I think it might continue. There's been some money for the Gold Coast. It's coming down. So if you like the Gold Coast, I'd get on the next couple of days. If you like Adelaide, I'd wait till the last minute. But I think the over totals of play here, open 167. It's too short. It's now 174. So follow the Stings. You've got your chips in at the right price. The overs here, very high average of 191, which is extraordinary, really, on statistics. That's over the last 15-game stretch. So these guys play open football. I think there'll be plenty of scoring. If they kick straight, they'll cover this easily.
Okay, the overs there for MG. Thank you. Now, Saturday afternoon, this could be an interesting one, MG. Saturday, we've got Hawthorn taking on Collingwood. Hawthorn, 5.10. Collingwood, $1.15. The line's 31.5 and the over under 166.5.
Yeah, interesting. The money's come for Hawthorn. Open 35, so it's moved 4 points to Hawthorn's way at this stage. I think the betting's about right. The thing that worries me, obviously, at Hawthorn, it's a 6-day break off an 8-day break, so I never like to really bet into teams where there's a bit of a gap there, especially off a 6-day break. Hawthorn have only won 5 games for the year. They can really turn it up when they want to, so this worries me. Collingwood dominant at the MCG and 9-2 for the year, and they lost last week to Carlton only, I think, through inaccuracy, but play here for me is the over total. Again, they open 159, it's up to 166. Again, got our chips in at the right price. The last 8 games now at the MCG have all gone over, so it's becoming a high scoring venue. And in that time, it's been 188 the points per game. So, really keen on the over here. And Hawthorn have kind of loosened up their defense, and there's been a lot more scoring. So, the weather looks good here. Pretty keen on the overs.
Okay, the overs again. Thanks, MG. Right now, we have a Saturday night. We've got GWS and the Swans. GWS, $1.74. The Swans, $2.05. The line is only 3.5 and the over-under, 155.5.
Yeah, many refer to the Battle of the Bridge, as I also like to call it the Top Rope Cup. he likes watching this game, the two Sydney sides going at it. They played an epic earlier this year. It was 107 to 106, very high-scoring game. Giants getting home by a point. Both coming out unbelievable form. Giants have won 7 straight and Sydney have won their last 3 as well. So this is built up big time. I think that GWS, if they can win this game, will play finals, and Sydney need a win out to have any chance. So huge game. I just think with the ins coming in, Hogan and Green for GWS, it'll sway me that way. It's a competitive betting game. If I was going to bet, I'd be betting with the Giants.
Okay, GWS there. Thank you. Now, on a really low game, North Melbourne are taking on Melbourne. North Melbourne, $7. Melbourne, $1.09. The line is 42.5 and the over under 172.5.
Yeah, not really interested in the line here. I think the market's got it about right. I'm not sure where the Kangaroos are at. They come back off a Perth trip where they couldn't beat West Coast, even though they charged late. Melbourne here, but even though it's down in Tassie, I just think that Melbourne just got too many guns here. I think. Yeah. I like the way they're going. As I said earlier, I think I'm going to back them for the premiership. They've won their last 4. Kangaroos have lost 17 straight, so it's hard to come into them. We're going to stay away from the line, but again, the over total here was just way too short for mine. Open 163 all over it early. It's now moved 10 points up to 173. So if you'd followed in, you got your chips there. This is a high-scoring venue. The last 6 times now the Kangaroos have played down there all been overs. So I think there'll be plenty of points in this game. Again, if they kick straight and it's not too windy, they'll go over.
Oh, I can see the trend for this week, the overs. Thanks, MG. And we have the Dockers taking on Brisbane Lions. The Dockers, $2.62. The Brisbane Lions are $1.47. The line is 14.5 and the over under 167.5.
Yeah, it's been very good money for Dockers, the home team here. They've been well backed throughout the first 3 or 4 days of the betting. So if that trend continues, I think Brisbane might end up being value. It's always a tough road trip going from Brisbane to Perth or vice versa. So not something I really like to entertain. But Freo have lost 4 out of their last 5. Somehow they beat Geelong last week, which is extraordinary out of character. So whether they can back that up remains to be seen. But obviously the punters at the moment, the bookie market's definitely going their way. I'm just going to see how the week pans out and might chime into Brisbane late. And I think the total's about right. But, yeah, for now I'm just going to keep my powder dry on that game.
Powder dry, but we'll see how we go because it's Sunday afternoon. Okay, thanks, MG and Top Rope. That is a wrap for this week's edition of Thursday Lines. Thanks for joining. Make sure you follow us on YouTube and get our podcast everywhere you get your good podcast from. Follow us at Little Birdie TV. We are on Twitter and Insta. Remember, all your footy betting action is at topsport.com.au. I'll be here next week. I can't wait. Hunt well, punt responsibly, and have a good weekend. Thank you.